Welcome back, everyone. We're here live today on BBS Radio with the PRQ Homesteading Expanded Show. And today, the title of the show is Defending the Homestead, How to Beat Foreclosure at Your Bankruptcy Confirmation, which is going to be something I am going to be experiencing. And I'm going to share that with you, the audience. I'm not going to share all the information, but you're going to go through this journey with me. How exciting, right? You get the go through it firsthand through me. So welcome back, all of you, once again. And I'd like to do a special shout out in honor of the PRQ Homestead Show, which this show became like an extension of that. And it's been a year since that show ended. And I want to send my heart and love to the Q-Star because we know he's listening and he's with all of us every day. And I just want to put a little remembrance out there from my heart to his heart. And, of course, the beautiful mermaid. And I know they're listening, and we send you so much love. And we got this, okay? You guys brought this little journey to us, and we got it. And we're all doing our thing. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Q. Thank you. So where we talk about protecting what's yours, standing your ground, and building a life that's rooted in truth, resilience, and purpose. Today's topic's going to be a little bit serious in some areas, but we want to remember to be humorous and to keep that alive no matter what you're going through. So we're talking about bankruptcy confirmation strategy and how to protect your homestead. This is real life. This is your land, your home, your foundation. And yes, it requires your full attention, your discipline, and your focus. And there's something that is just as important. Even in the middle of legal battles, financial pressures, and uncertainty, you still have to remember how to live. You still have to remember how to feel joy, because there are parts of life that demand seriousness. And then there are parts that restore you. Don't neglect the things that make you laugh. Bring humor into your life. Don't push aside the moments that bring you peace. You know, those moments that you get to be in your special place, in your quiet time, which I took advantage of last night after I left work. So I had my quiet time after a long week. And I did travel a little bit. So those feelings aren't distractions, they are our fuel. Your physical body responds to joy, your emotional state stabilizes with it. The breathing, the getting out in nature, the walking on the beach, doing hot sculpting yoga in the heat. Your mind becomes clearer, stronger, more focused, and you feel great. And when you're walking into something like a confirmation hearing, which is coming up for me, you need that clarity. You need that peace. You need to take time to revive. It's your strength. So surround yourself with people who remind you that being alive is still something to appreciate. People who lift you up, not drain you. Avoid the constant pull of cynicism and negativity. That is this world can seem to broadcast nonstop. That is for sure. And so I did a lot of took a lot of time staying off my phone as I traveled out of Michigan this past weekend. And sometimes you need to do that to make those decisions that come your way every single day, to see your cup as half full. Because the noise out here in the big world, the endless chatter in the physical world also is will try to get into your head. It will. But remember to stay centered in your heart. It will try to shift your focus. It will try to shake your confidence. So be intentional about what you allow in. Listen to the music and dance. It lifts you up. Read something. Go out into nature. Feel your soul. Be mindful of what you watch and what you listen to, because we all know how quickly certain things can pull your energy down. It happens. Protect your space, protect your mind, protect your energy. Stay in your heart center. Be in the here and now. Just be. Because here's the truth. Happy, grounded, centered people, they attract the same. And when you walk into your situation from a place of calm, clarity, and confidence, you don't just respond better, you show up differently. And that is what matters. So today, as we get into the strategy, law, and protecting our homestead, remember this. You're not just fighting. You're not just defending. I don't like that word. Why did I put that in there? That's a Shane word. You're not just defending to keep something. You're building a life worth protecting. So we're going to get into it here shortly. I just wanted to let everybody know. We've been off the air a little bit. I took a trip to California last weekend, and sometimes you have to do that to get a little break from the things that we go through, the things that we create, whether it be positive or negative. So I took a break. I went to the ocean. I planted my feet on the beach. I boogie boarded. And I spent a weekend with two beautiful light beings. One of them I met in Costa Rica, and we've stayed connected. She's an amazing lady, and she has an amazing husband. And if you guys are listening, you know who you are. I love you both. And thank you for the most amazing weekend ever. So, on that note, for all of you new listeners, we're going to give you the call-in numbers if you'd all like to call in with any questions or whatever you want to share. And Shane's going to share those. Shane, how are you, darling?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you, Robin. I'm so glad you had to get to, you got to have a great experience last week, away from your reality and away from different frequencies. You came back sounding so great, so humbled, and I'm glad you got to get away.
Yeah,
Yeah,
easier to deal with.
huh?
I'm easier to deal with, right, Shane?
Oh no, oh no. You're always so exciting to deal with. You're exciting to deal with, right?
Love it.
I know, right? And
Yeah.
yeah, thank you, Q, and thank you, God, Source Creator, for allowing us to be here. And I feel inspired a little bit to say a little bit of sing a little bit of a song here based off of my experiences with Source every day, the Creator, with Q. And it's you're just too good to be true. I can't take my eyes off of you. I love you, baby, and it's quite all right. I need you, baby.
I love
Yeah,
it. Bravo, bravo.
I just inspired to sing that a little bit. And if anybody's listening, we would love for you to call in. We actually anticipate your calling in. And the call-in numbers for the lines today are 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. And if you're out of country, it's 323-744-4831. That is 323-744-4831. And you can always contact us by email at prqhomestead13 at gmail.com with any questions. We love to hear your questions. We love to hear your harmonics. We love to hear your voice. We love connecting with you. And I hope that we say something today that may resonate with you or what you're experiencing. So please feel free to call in and subscribe to our show if you feel. If you feel inspired to subscribe, please do so. And all right, Robin, we're going to keep this fun today, right, Robin?
I
We
love
can't
it.
be.
I love.
We
I
can't be.
love you,
We can.
baby, and if it's quite all right, I need you, baby. Let's
Oh,
get it.
pretty baby.
Oh
Yeah, I
yeah,
know.
let's get it. All right. So I am going to share with you guys my own personal experience with our sponsor's product, and that is Nano Ojas. Usually, I read their little jingles, but I put something together. And I wanted to share that with you. So before we continue on, I wanted to share something that's really personal to me and why I do what I do. For me, this journey, whether it's protecting the homestead, showing up in life, or just getting through the day with clarity, it all comes back to one thing: how we take care of ourselves, of our vessels. Because this physical vessel, body, whatever you want to call it, this mind, our CPU unit that goes down to our heart and brings us all this whatever that we process through our heart center, is the energy we carry. It's not separate from anything else we're building. It's the foundation. We are the conduit of frequency. And that's why I'm intentional about what I put in my system, what I surround myself with, and what I use to support my health, physically, mentally, emotionally. And that's where Nano Ojas comes in for me. I've been using their nano wellness sprays as part of my daily routine, not because of hype, but because I genuinely feel the difference. It's about clean support, fast absorption, and giving your body something it can actually use at a cellular level. Because we talk to ourselves, and the cells hear us, and so the body reacts to whatever we say, whether it be negative or positive. So for me, Nano Ojas, it helps with staying grounded, also maintaining steady energy, and keeping my focus where it needs to be, especially during times that require strength and clarity. And that's really what I share, and that's why I share it with all you guys. So not just as a product, but as part of a lifestyle of being aware, being intentional, and taking care of yourself so you can show up fully for your life, your family, and everything you're working on to protect and create. If that resonates with you, you can check them out at www.nanoojas.net and use the promo code 15 for 15% off your order. It's not just one order, it's every order. They have a learn tab for all the scientific information on the product. And we all know it's really important to read ingredients in anything that goes in our body. And they also have live testimonials. And then, of course, I am a live testimonial, and it's a great product. So just wanted to share that with you guys. Coming up on my MPC competition, 4 weeks to go. And I will say, while I was in Del Mar, California, I think I worked out harder there than I normally do here at home, because I took some what do you call it, hot yoga classes, and holy moly, did those kick my butt, like soaking wet 3 days in a row. Ran on the beach and did some boogie boarding. Of course, I had to have a wetsuit, because who would figure that the ocean in California is cold, and it is. So I had a wetsuit, and Shout out to Margie. Got to see Margie and her beautiful daughter. She came out with her surfboard. It was a beautiful weekend, and man, I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to get the summer going over here. So, just an amazing time. So check out the product, take care of yourself, get out there, do your grounding, because it is going to be an interesting year, that is for sure. All right, before continuing, we want to take a moment to speak from the heart. Once again, everything we share on PRQ Homesteading Expanded comes from our personal journey and experiences that we've lived, the challenges we've faced, and the lessons we've learned along the way. This show is meant to inspire, inform, and connect, not to instruct or direct anyone's personal decisions. We also entertain, also, right, Shane?
Oh, yeah.
And nothing
Oh,
shared,
yeah.
yeah. And nothing shared here should be taken as legal, financial, tax, or professional advice. We are not attorneys, don't want to be, not now, not ever, accountants or licensed advisors. When we discussed topics like property taxes, foreclosure, bankruptcy, allodial title, or homestead-related matters, we are simply sharing our perspectives and experiences and hope you will do the same by calling in. And we encourage you to use your own discernment. Take what resonates and seek guidance from qualified professionals before making any decisions regarding your property, your finances, or your future. Walk your path with awareness, wisdom, and intention, and trust yourself to make the decision that are right for you. Now let's continue. So you guys, Shane, do you have anything you want to say to the audience before I start down my information path here?
Just that everybody understands that Robin is very passionate about what she does here on this show, and I respect it tremendously. I participate with her and I support her, and I will always be here for her in any way that I can, that she allows me to be here for her. Sometimes me and Robin do not see eye to eye on things, but that's okay because we're coming from the heart. We're authentic. Ain't that right, Robin?
That
We're
is absolutely
authentic.
correct. Exactly. All
I'm sitting
right.
here in my wetsuit too.
God, you're hilarious. Yeah, you are absolutely right. And even with Q had his show, he was sharing a lot of information with us in regard to being free on our land, and he gave us the tools to do it. And when somebody tells me, "Hey, I'm going to show you how to be free," I'm like, I'm there, 100% there. So my journey is my journey. Everybody has their own journey. And it looks like we have a caller. But before we bring in the caller, I want to play this first clip in just real quick so everybody knows. This is Real Estate Mindset, okay? And the title of the video is Property Tax: Funding the Criminal Enterprise. And the reason why I want to share this with you guys, because what this lady, her name is Kayla Lane, what she is doing in the state of Texas and the pushback that she's gotten, the experiences that she's went through, it kind of resonates with me because I'm kind of getting the same thing and I'm not sure why. But I have a feeling that all of this stuff that's going on in Texas is probably happening in every other state in the US of A. Pretty sure of it. Wherever there's a school and there are bonds being created, that is for sure. Okay, so BBS, if you could play the first clip. Okay, so I really wanted to share this because it really resonates with what I did on my homestead journey with homesteading my property and how it opened up other things and how we stumbled across more things. And so as you hear heard I think it was, I think I can't remember his name, but how he said he came down there to help her, and the next thing you know, they're unraveling a racketeering. Okay. So that was very similar to my situation because I've come across some of that in my particular situation. So it's not the same exact thing, but I got a feeling that in all these different states that there was this thing going on and they're all connected somehow, like a spider web. So we'll get to the next part. Where Mitch talks and he talks about the superintendent and how he is connected to the, I do the, believe the chief appraiser of Godly. So, but before we go into that, we'll go ahead and take a call from Rob. He has an update on Ontario, Canada with land patents. All right. What do you got, Rob?
Rob Anderson, I
Hey,
love you,
Rob.
brother.
Hey, brother.
Love you too, man. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
Glad to hear. Great show so far. And Robin, so yeah, thank you for carrying the torch. And I guess Shane will probably already know. I don't know. I can't remember if I was talking about it when he was on or not, but I mentioned kind of some of this stuff on Sunshine's show. But 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, I went to an Ontario, I forget what the title thing was, but it was basically on land ownership. And I went there expecting, like there's gonna be thousands of people there. I was like, I don't know what to expect, like, kind of just trying to visualize it. And I get there and there was only maybe 120 people. We tried to count the tables, and Ontario's population is 16.2 million people, and there was 120 people at this land conference. And so it was really interesting. At first, I was kind of like discouraged, and I was like, "This is it." Like, I was like, "Is there another hall here that I'm missing? Like, where is everybody?" But so even though it was small, it was still awesome. I connected with the local guy who, his name's Don, and he is the local, I guess you'd say, chapter president for the Ontario Landowners Association. So there is a local landowners association here that I've been getting involved with, and it was amazing. And so to go there and hear testimonies from people that are dealing with it locally, and everybody's kind of at their own level. Everybody's, but I was like, these are my people, regardless if there's only 120 of them here. This is 120 more people than I knew yesterday before I came to this conference, right? But it's really tricky, especially up here in Canada. And so it was interesting to hear, what people are going through, the amount of lawyer fees they've spent. Like one gentleman said he's already gone through $22,000 in legal fees, just on land issues alone. And I don't even think that was necessarily fighting a patent. It was fighting the county on like water rights or something like that. So it's prevalent here in Ontario. There are people that have the original land patents, the original homestead. So I met a couple of them, and learning a lot about Ontario. Apparently, all our one lady was saying all of our, like, the microfiche and all the maps and all the original stuff is like under lock and key in Peterborough, Ontario. So I don't know if that's true, but it is. They tried to push it all online. So it's good. It was really great to connect with real live people who are actually doing this process and are actually on the front lines of the fight. So I just wanted to call in and share that with everybody, just because I think it does take a lot of courage to, and that's why I think, what you're doing, Robin, is very noble, and it takes a lot, right? Like, as you have to be prepared,
I
you
have
have to
a
be set.
question for you real quick. So, the people that are doing this, what about the Indians and what they were fighting for? And I can't remember what it was that they got going on with the Pope. We did a show on it a while back, a long time ago. Or how is that proof? If people are doing the land patent thing, is there enough land there other than the Indian land that has been taken from them that they're still trying to get back? Is there any kind of information in regard to that?
Well, it's interesting because the lines are really blurred on that up here in Canada. And so there's a lot of the native people, and some of the tribes. They're arguing that, like, these agreements that were put in place years and years, like, hundreds of years ago or whatever the original agreements were, they're arguing like that they didn't really the people who made these agreements didn't really know what was going on. Like, the lines are so blurred, the language is so different. It was like them getting duped into something they didn't really know they were signing, type thing. Just sign on this dotted line, we'll take care of you. And then all of a sudden, everything's different. But
That's
apparently, they're giving back.
what it
Sorry, go
was.
ahead.
The papal bulls is what it was. Are you familiar with
Oh,
that?
yeah. No, I'm not too familiar with that, but I do know a little bit. Like, they were speaking a little bit about the indigenous land rights, and apparently, they're planning on giving all the lands back. But that's going to cause a whole other drama. People have been mentioning it's like, well, they're, it's like they're, it's what's the, like the thing, like it's a little bit like Stockholm syndrome or whatever. That is that the correct word, where it's like, you fall in love with your captor because they treat you nice, and then you and that's kind of like what people are saying it is. It's like, well, they took all this land and mistreated everybody, and now they're like, oh, we're going to give it back to you, or work with us, kind of thing. And it's like, yeah,
Well, you
you'll
know,
Stockholm.
they did come and apologize. The Pope did come and apologize, but to this day, they have not taken the next step to return the land. So very interesting that that has not happened yet.
Well, and you know what is interesting too is that so I was the gentleman I spoke with, he's like, it was interesting too. I was the youngest person there and I'm 42, like I'm not that young anymore. But there might have been, I think, maybe three other men that were my age. Everybody was older than us. So it's like, I was considered young, like they were like, oh, like Don was saying, oh, it's so good to see the younger generations. And I was like, I don't really consider myself the younger generation anymore, but there was nobody younger than me there that I saw. But he was saying something very interesting that like it's no different down up here than it is down there. And like you were saying, all the states are in cahoots. It's like an old boys club. And
Yeah, but
they had
it's state and local government. Like, my gosh, it's like I think they can hurt us more than the president. That's how much power they have in local areas. It's unbelievable.
And they just had the biggest, so it was the biggest land. I forget what the terms he used exactly were, but he said it was the biggest land court case in Canadian history. Got zero media coverage. The deciding judge said he agreed with what the verdict was supposed to be. He's like, I might agree with what you guys are saying. However, we're not going to vote in favor of this decision or whatever, because it would have to change the precedent and the laws would have to be rewritten. And they actually told the lawyer that if he won the case, that he would be disbarred. So basically they're, said you're fired if you keep pursuing this. And it got no media coverage. So that's, it just goes to show, how blind either people are, or how their
And
heads are
that's
either in the
why,
sand or
yeah, that's why we have a lot of citizen journalists out there because we the people, it's not going to change until we start coming together and making the changes. And right now it's one here, one there, but when everybody starts waking up to the crime, which they are because we are in the year of disclosure, so it is happening. I'm starting to see more and more people. Waking up and saying, asking questions and stuff like that. So, hopefully, people will rise and we'll make the changes from our hearts. And yeah. Anything else?
On a side note, you just said disclosure, and I haven't checked it out yet, but somebody told me, they're like, did you see Stephen King's new movie that's coming out? And I was like, no. They're like, it's called Disclosure. And I was like, oh geez, I haven't even looked at it yet. But if they're getting Spielberg to do it, then
Yeah, interesting. All right,
oh,
well,
it's happening.
thank
It's
you.
all ha it's all happening. It's coming out slowly.
It's already done.
It is already
Yeah.
done, but
It was
it's
done in
take
the 60s.
Yep. Yeah, so it's they're dripping it out slowly.
Exactly. All right, Rob, thank you so
Yeah,
much.
thanks.
Thank you,
All right,
Rob. I
yeah, thank you
appreciate you.
thank you for taking my call, and I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm up here doing my thing. It's not as quick as I thought it would be, but I'm doing it, and I'm calling land surveyors and trying to find the right people to do it. And I told them my intentions, that I'm just going to make a claim on it and record it. And I think people don't quite understand what I mean by that, but I'm just going to claim some unpatented land, like Q told me to, because he said, who's higher than you, right? So but there's a couple lawyers out there that one guy really liked. He said, I can't see a solution other to rewriting the Charter of Rights of Freedom or a new Canadian constitution. And I said, I agree with you 100% on that. So thank you guys for having me on, and thank you for keeping the show going, so to speak.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rob, for
Thank you,
sharing.
Rob. You're welcome. Have a good one, guys. Enjoy the rest of your show.
All right. All right. I like it. It's really funny when I was flying from the Grand Rapids Airport out to, I think it was, where was my first stop? I think it was to, straight to I think I went straight to San Diego. Anyway, no. I take that back. Denver. The land below from the plane, because I was flying in the day. Like, I'm like, where are all the people? Like, there was no houses and it went for miles and miles. And when you think about, oh, there's not that much land, went from the plane that I was in, there's a ton of land out there. And I'm like, there's no houses on it for miles. It was just crazy what I was seeing. Very interesting. Anyway, okay, so let's go into the next clip. And this is going to be Mitch talking about what they have uncovered about the superintendent signing off on the bonds and raise, let's see, raise in order to do that. Oh, in order to do that, must have the knowledge of the balance sheet, income statement, and operating expenses, and there is an ongoing racketeering investigation that the superintendent has knowledge of the fraud that occurred upon the citizens of Godley in Texas. So let's go ahead and share that, and you can listen to Mitch talk with Kayla Lane. Okay, so as you heard Kayla say, you're going to get pushback. If you're not getting any pushback, then maybe there's not really anything going on. But that being said, this is how it, why it re resonated with me, because my upcoming hearing that's going to be on May the 6th, I received pushback from the lawyers of the creditor that is trying to foreclose on me. And they sent a corrected notice to the creditors and other parties in interest on final hearing, which is May 6th. Motion for relief from automatic stay to waive the provisions of the RFBP 400A4 as to Michigan State Housing Development Authority. Yes, these are the creditors. I'm not sure how they are, but that's a whole nother case that might evolve down the road. So it says, please take notice that a response has been filed with the bankruptcy court in the above referenced matter. Your rights may be affected. You should read these papers carefully and discuss them with your attorney. If you do not have an attorney, you may wish to consult one. If you want the court to consider your view on this matter, attend the final hearing scheduled for Wednesday, May 6th at 2026, or May 6th, 2026 at 10 a.m. Okay, so that is my confirmation. This is where they approve my plan that it's feasible and that I can move forward and I don't have to deal with any of this drama anymore. But if these people show up from MSHDA, their lawyers, who were the ones that created the sheriff's deed, and we actually got the lawyer on the phone and asked him if he was the one that creates all the foreclosure deeds, and he said he kind of just changed the subject and didn't want to talk about it anymore. So that kind of gave us our answer, because there's a lot of foreclosures going on here in Michigan, and there's a lot of bonds being created, and I truly believe they're affiliated. So, what is a bankruptcy confirmation? I'm going to share that with you guys. All right, I don't see any callers in the queue, so I'm going to continue. A bankruptcy confirmation, in simple terms, is the moment when the court reviews your Chapter 13 plan and decides whether to prove it or not. Think of it like this: when you file the Chapter 13, you're not just asking for help, you're presenting a plan. You are saying the following: this is how I am going to handle my debts. This is how I am going to catch up on what I owe, and this is how I'm going to move forward. Now, the court, the trustee, and the creditors all look at the plan and ask a few key questions. Is the plan realistic? Is the debtor acting in good faith? Are their creditors being treated fairly? Excuse me, are the creditors being treated fairly? And most importantly, can this person actually follow through? And the answer is yes, because I am the person. The plan gets confirmed. That means the judge says, good plan, everything lines up, you're good to go, and that's the end of it. I don't have to go in front of the court no more. I just make my payments for the term of whatever the bankruptcy, whether it be 36 months or 60 months. Because once your plan is confirmed, your repayment plan becomes legally binding. The creditors are required to follow the terms of the plan, and your path forward becomes structured and protected. All right. Now, why does this matter so much, especially when we're talking about the homestead? Because confirmation is what helps you hold the line. Now, when this is all said and done, this is how I got sidetracked on my homestead process. I'm taking a sip of water because I stopped paying my mortgage because I thought this was complete and there was other information that I found out in regard to my mortgage. And I'm learning a whole lot in the process. So it allows, what this does, it allows you to catch up on the missed mortgage payments over time. It stops the foreclosure from moving forward. And you keep your property. And you keep, well, I just said that, as long as you stay within the plan. So when we talk about saving the homestead through chapter 13, confirmation is the tuning, is the turning point, okay? It's where intention becomes the agreement. It's where pressure turns into the structure. It's where uncertainty begins to settle into a plan you can actually work. Now, that doesn't mean it's automatic. Sometimes the trustee has questions. Sometimes the creditor will object. And in my case, I'm expecting MSHTA to be at the hearing because they did send this formal, what do you call it, notice to creditors of the automatic stay being lifted. But at its core, confirmation is about this, showing the court that you are serious, capable, and committed to moving forward in good faith. And when that happens, you're no longer reacting to the situation, you are leading it. So, what I have done in to prepare for the May 6th upcoming hearing, the last hearing that I had, I actually filed an objection in regard to the dispute as to validity of the foreclosure, interest in the property, because they're saying that I do not have interest, which is not true. The good faith and compliance, the debtor has acted in good faith throughout the case because I've submitted all requested documentation, including tax transcripts, and has amended schedules in accordance with the trustee's request. The plan feasibility, the debtor asserts, I don't like the word debtor, I'd like to change it to petitioner, sounds so much better, asserts that the Chapter 13 plan is feasible based on the current income and expenses. It is proposed in good faith pursuant 11 U.S.C. 1325, which I submitted, which the trustee first objected to, but then once I corrected my schedules, she pulled the objection and I didn't actually have to go to the hearing. But as you guys remember on the last show, I did go to the hearing because I just wanted to get a feel for it. Yeah, and there was hardly anybody there. So the request for relief, wherefore the debtor respectfully requests that this court, and this is going to be the 3 points, is to overrule the creditor's objection to confirmation, allow the debtor to proceed toward confirmation of the Chapter 13 plan, and grant such other and further relief as it is just and proper. Okay. So I wrote a little scenario here. Let's see what else. General denial dispute. Okay, here's the dispute as to the validity of the foreclosure. So the petitioner, which is me, specifically disputes the validity of the alleged foreclosure sale referenced by the creditor. The petitioner has the reason to believe that the irregularities exist in the foreclosure process, including but not limited to issues concerning the conduct of the sale and the transfer of title. Petitioner is actively investigating these matters and intends to assert all rights and remedies available under applicable law. Now, that was subjected or that was submitted in when I dropped my schedules off because I want the judge to know that this is an ongoing information request that I'm working on with all the Mortgage One, MSHTA, what is it, LoanCare, and now we have Rocket Mortgage in the picture, and I'm not sure what their role is in all of this. They just kind of jumped in after I sent my QWI to Mortgage One, which is the original mortgager that I signed with. So I have yet to hear back to them what their why they are participating into this. No clarity whatsoever. But they said they'd get back to me on May 18th. So if all goes a certain way at the hearing, I could request for an extension because I'm waiting on that information. Hopefully, the judge will stay on point, and the reason why we're here is to confirm my bankruptcy. So I put a little outline together where the judge comes in, and I say my name. I am the debtor. This is Chapter 13 case. I give my number. I am here today without a lawyer, and I respectfully ask the court to deny the Michigan State Housing Development Authority motion for relief from the automatic stay and to overrule their objection to confirmation of my Chapter 13 plan. All right. So the creditor comes along and says, that I lost all interest in my house at the address, and the redemption period under Michigan law has expired. They want to lift the automatic stay so they can finish the foreclosure. I disagree. I still have a legal and equitable interest in the property that my Chapter 13 plan can protect. And I explain that in MCL 600.3236, redemption period. The key part is to say it slowly to the judge, Your Honor. Michigan law on foreclosure by advertisement is in MCL 600.3236. It says, unless the premises are redeemed within the time limit for redemption, the deed shall thereupon become operative and shall vest in the purchaser at the right, the title and interest, which is the mortgagor. Now, in plain English, that means if you don't pay the full foreclosure bid amount plus cost during the redemption period, the buyer gets full title. All right, that's there. But here is the important part for me. Even though the creditor says the redemption period ended January 23rd, 2026, I actually filed on November 21st of 2025. The redemption was up on the 24th of November 2025. I still have equitable interest because the county's own valuation of my house is higher than what they bid. And you can find this information. I went to the Muskegon County BS&A assessment, and I have an exhibit that I will be filing with this when I submit it next week. It states that the equalized value assessed value is $70,500. The estimated true cash value is $127,607. Their bid at the sheriff's sale, which there really was no bid, nobody bid on it, but it supposedly sold for $104,707.60 because the house is worth more than they paid. This is my argument, still have equity and a protectable interest under bankruptcy law. Shane, any
Didn't doesn't I thought I was confused. I thought that they recognized your land patent, the title.
Oh no, that has not even been brought into this, and I've been advised not to bring that in at this point in time, okay?
But the county does recognize it.
Well, yeah, it is registered down there. Everything is registered.
So if
Everything.
they take your property, they're stealing from you.
I don't know what the next move will be. My goal here right now is to continue with the bankruptcy and hang on to my property and get rid of those lawyers. And I'm not, here's the thing, I'm getting pushback from them. Wonder why that is. Why are they pushing back? Because the plan is feasible. They're going to get their money. So why are they pushing back? Could it be that it's affiliated with bonds in some way? Just
Money laundering.
allegedly. Could be something more going on here. And the fact that this particular lawyer, they're the ones that do all the deeds for the foreclosures is what our impression was, because he got a little angry at us when we asked that question.
I would send a copy, a certified copy of that land patent being recognized by the county to the State Attorney General of Michigan and saying, hey, you receive this, I'm letting you know right now, this is going to be bad for you.
Okay, the state attorney general, are you talking about Dana Nessel, the criminal Dana Nessel with
It's okay. As long as you send a certified letter to them, then they receive it. They can't deny it. And
Okay,
they'll want it, they'll want it to go away. $100,000 is nothing.
I shouldn't say criminal Dana Nessel. There is investigations going on right now with her and Gretchen, and I do believe a few other people in high-ranking places for Michigan. So I take that I should have never said that. That was not heart-centered. Scratch that. Whoops. So anyway, that's my goal, is to focus on why I'm there. And you want to keep the judge on point, okay? You're there to be confirmed. You need for the judge to know that the plan is feasible, all right? You speak slowly. You let them know that you are paying, the plan is feasible, the creditors are protected, and there is no cause to lift the stay because everything is right there. I did everything. This is a bankruptcy Chapter 13 hearing. This is not another whole legal matter. So you want to keep the judge focused on why we're there in regard to the Chapter 13. And hopefully everything will go well. And I noticed that when they sent this objection, there was a different judge. It was Judge Dales. And now, no, not Judge Dales. It was a different judge, and I got a different one now. So I don't know how that's going to play out, but that's what's coming up for me. Just wanted to share that with everyone. Now, when I was on the plane coming back from Del Mar, I was listening to some of the Q shows, and there was a lady on there, and I think she came on this show earlier in the year. Do you remember Christina from Clark County, Shane? Do you remember?
Christina, or Christine?
Christina from Clark County. She was going through a foreclosure, and she was talking about, I'm pretty sure she mentioned the word, I made some notes here, motion to dismiss federal homestead. She cited the sheriff and the district attorney. Case law was published. Okay, Q had said to her that they have case law published on his homepage. The call was lost, right? Okay, but then there was some interference when he was talking to her. He said that he has a lot of stories of people defending themselves. And then he started talking more with Christina. And Christina, if you're listening, I would love to hear how you made it through that foreclosure and what you did. So please call in. Really want to hear about that. And there were some other people too that I listened to, and I made some notes, but unfortunately, I erased them accidentally somehow. But anyway, on that note, we got what? We got a few minutes left. What do you got? Oh, we got some questions for Shane. New segment.
What?
Yeah, I have some questions for you. And
Uh-oh.
I asked you to ask me about that little Matrix thing that you sent me this morning with Keanu Reeves and how he jumped out of the building. Okay, so I was watching that, and it was really funny because when I was up in the plane, I was looking below me, and I'm like, how fun would it be to jump out of this plane and float? And I'm like, I feel like I've done that before. Do you ever feel like that when you see stuff?
Yeah,
Yeah.
all the time. Why do you
I
feel that way?
know. Like it seems like how cool would that be? And we just, bounce off when we hit the and I know that we can do that kind of stuff. I know. Because it just gets me when I see, when you sent me that's immediately what I thought about when I was sitting in the plane and I was looking below and the clouds and how I wanted to just run across the clouds because they look like puffy little pillowcases or whatever. So messages, when we get messages, what kind of forms do you feel that they come in? Do you feel that they can come in through music, through signs, through maybe a video or something? What, how do you receive message when you're in the here and now and you're aware?
So what I do is I don't put any limitations on how I receive them, because I've been on this journey long enough that I've become aware that we actually put the limitations on how we perceive things. And until we experience it and actually understand that it's possible, then your human brain can't even perceive it to be possible. I receive messages through people. Because I am aware that source can come in, people say something to me and then exit. I see it. This is just a simulation. This is a simulation. So I receive it on the license plates. You can receive it on somebody's t-shirt. It's just becoming aware that it's possible, and then it will be possible.
Yeah. And like I started listening, I always like to listen to different types of music. And this song came up yesterday when I was working out. And I said, oh, I like that song. So I kept playing it and kept playing it. And like, why am I so like addicted to the song? Because I kept playing it over and over again. And I'm like, I looked at the title of the song and it said Cheap Motel. So I'm like, okay, Cheap Motel, how is that affiliate? Is this a message to me? And then I
Uh-oh.
started No, it was nothing like that. So then I started feeling into it, and it kind of took me back to the 80s when I was in my 20s. And my roommates, when we traveled down to Daytona Beach, we stayed in a cheap motel. That's how we were living until we, got jobs and got settled and all that stuff. And it was really funny. I was watching this clip of the 80s male stars, okay, and how they were then and how they are now. And it was like I saw clips of my life passing in front of me through these different people. Isn't that interesting?
It
It kind
is.
of took me back to that feeling. And then the song, The Cheap Motel, and I was right back to when I was in my 20s. So I feel like when they say we're going to get memories back and there's going to be things coming from past lives, that they may come to us through things like that, like maybe a song, or maybe your, like for instance, when I was on the radio with Mermaid and I told her about Amy Winehouse, and I'm like, I've never listened to her before, and all of a sudden I can't get enough of her music. And then she shared with me that we were both Amy Winehouse at one time, and I went, really? You know, how cool is that? So I kind of feel like things come our way. And when they say that we're going to experience past lives and have memories coming back to us, maybe that's how they come through. Would you feel that's correct?
Well, when you saw that cheap motel and you initially went back to something in the past with yourself, what could have been happening in that moment was that person that you were there with could have actually been thinking about you and wanting to connect with you, and that was source's way to say, "Hey, this is you remembering who you are. You actually have these abilities. It's just up to you to become aware and recognize it." So when I see stuff like that and it goes back there, it could have been somebody from 20 years ago. I'll either attempt to reach out to that person, or the next day that person will come into my reality and I'm just becoming aware
Or
of it happening.
maybe it was just another good memory that was coming my way. So anyway, hate to cut you off, darling, but we got to close up. So Shane and I were signing off with a little humor in our hearts, a lot of gratitude in our souls, and deep appreciation for all of you guys, all you listeners, and every one of you tuning in today, growing with us and walking this path. Remember, stay grounded, stay free, and don't forget to smile through it all, because sometimes that's the most powerful move you've got. Much love from PRQ Homesteading. We'll catch you on the next one. Upcoming shows will be May 9th and May 23rd. Everybody have a great Saturday. Love you.
Bye.